This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, DMV. It's the Youngest and Charles with Will again. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Loaded Saturday morning for you right here on The Fan. It's a weird schedule today. We'll be simulcasting in and out on our sister station, the Team 980. So be prepared for that. Number to call us, like I said, 1-800-636-1067. A lot to get to. I want to start with the Terps in college basketball because that is what has been the main event really since Thursday. I was saying it to Max before we started. This March Madness sucks. I
mean, there hasn't been that, like, that big moment yet. And usually with all the games in the first 2 days of the tournament, you get something.
There's been absolutely nothing. I mean, you've had a few upsets here and there. I'm more upset at the fact that, you know, I've dropped $5 here.
I'm so cold,
dropped
bro.
Dropped $5 there.
I can't win a bet to save my life.
I mean,
life.
It's been absolutely miserable. And I deserve it. Probably have no business throwing the $5 down anyway.
Me neither, but hey, it's March.
It's I almost just swore. It's March. It's bleeping March. It doesn't feel like it. The NIT has probably been more exciting. I mean, good gracious, we expect, I guess, the most exciting part of this tournament to this point, and people are going to think I'm joking when I say this, it's the McNeese kid.
It's the equipment manager
from McNeese. He has been the most lit part of this entire thing. I got to check up on him when the computer decides to start finally load up, because this thing is slow as molasses.
You hear he got a Tops NIL deal?
Tops Insomnia Cookies, Buffalo Wild Wings. He got nobody on the team has an NIL deal, Max. He's got four of them.
Good for him. Good money.
The best part about March Madness, you want to talk about aura.
That's his nickname.
Good God Almighty. Him and John Fanta, and we'll let you hear it a little bit later on in the show. Him and John Fanta, just an absolute two guys that just ooze aura. I'm a John Fanta stan, by the way.
I think we all are.
I love me some John Fanta.
If you're a good American, you're a John Fanta stan.
That's a good way to put it. You want to talk about a guy And now I'm going off on a tangent. That's just as comfortable in his own skin as anybody could be. He knows his hoop. First of all, I was watching him on Breakfast Ball on FS1 on Monday morning after UNC somehow got into the tournament. And he ethered the committee in a way that I take pride in laying down the smacketh down on people. You know I do. John Fanta said, hold my beer. I mean, it was one of the – and he was right in everything that he said, knowing how UNC went out. I mean, good God. Yeah, they won their first game, but I think – what was it, Ole Miss they ended up having to play? Woo-wee.
ACC, more like ASS.
Yeah, Clemson gave me a scare, though, because McNeese was beating the hell out of Clemson.
Thumping.
And then all of a sudden, you keep checking the score. I saw someone complain on Twitter. You can tweet at me. It's at NELL_BTP. I mean, we might as well get an IT guy in here. I might as well throw the computer against the window. I mean, there's no chance for it loading. But
it's going to take 10 minutes.
It's probably going to take 10 minutes. But watching it, man, I saw someone tweet, oh, I hate how all of the channels have the score up at the top of the screen because you're spoiling it. What? Sorry that I can't afford to have 5 to 8 televisions in my house like you, snobby American. I mean, good gracious. I've been hard on the tournament to start. It's been okay. There hasn't been the upsets that we've been accustomed to throughout the first 2 days. Now, obviously, we got full slate of games today, full slate of games tomorrow. So there's still plenty of opportunity for the upsets to happen. There's been some good ball, though.
The floor for the tournament, I will say, is it's really high.
Yeah.
But right now, like, we're still kind of at the floor for the moment.
I would say so. The team that, I'll be real, there are a couple of teams that just look head and shoulders better than everyone else at this point.
Florida and Duke.
Florida, Duke, the Terps.
Houston.
Houston's my pick. This is my pick to win the entire thing. I think this is the year.
It's not a bad pick.
That Coach Sampson's bunch gets over the hump. 5 straight Sweet 16 appearances. I think it's 3 straight Final Four appearances. So they have been itching to get over the hump down there in Houston. I like the way they play. The thing about this Houston team, and if you're not familiar with the Houston Cougars coached by Kelvin Sampson, then welcome, America, because they are a doozy. They have turned themselves into a college basketball blue blood over the past 5-6 years under the tutelage of Coach Sampson. But this Houston team is different because what do you think about when you think of Houston basketball? They defend, they're tough, they're athletic. The difference with this group, they can lace them from beyond the arc. I mean, they can shoot the cover off the damn basketball. It's a real reason why I like them to advance in this thing and go all the way. You mentioned Duke, Max. I mean, whoof. Cooper Flagg. There was debate about whether or not he was going to play or not. He looked damn good.
He looks healthy as hell.
Yeah, looks as healthy as you could possibly get. Action continues this afternoon at around noon Eastern time as I pull up the schedule here. I'm curious to see today, as we've officially moved into the second round, I'm curious to see a couple of teams. There's some first of all the John Calipari Rick Pitino matchup. Everyone's with.
Doesn't I'm
Rick
so Pitino
look like a ghost? I don't want to say look like a ghost. That would sound so mean. He just looks angry, and his team. I'll be honest with you. Show you how stupid I am. So yesterday, God, I gotta look. Or 2 nights ago, I screwed up bad, Max. Omaha gets up 7-0.
Oh no!
Oh, that live money line.
Oh boy, no!
It looked good. Oh, it was juicy. I said, let me throw 5 on it real quick, man.
They got you.
They end up beating Omaha by 30.
Vegas got you.
Vegas. I mean, that was some bad pajamas at the sports book. But St. John's looks really good. They're in action against Arkansas today. The difference with Arkansas, and I know everyone's on the Razorbacks' ass because of how they finished. In the SEC, it was not very good. 8-10 conference record, 21-13 overall. But they got back Boogie Fland for the game against Kansas. And he, you know, he only played 24 minutes, was 0-4 from beyond the arc. He had a couple of buckets. But you saw what he did defensively. Arkansas had 11 steals against Kansas. By the way, my guy Denton Day texted me last night and said, man, Hunter Dickinson's buns. I mean, just absolute buns. And to think that we wanted him at Maryland so bad. Remember all the hubbub when there was the talk about where he was going to go when he left Michigan, and obviously he ends up in Kansas. But
rivaled the decision.
Literally. It was, man, I was watching his little video yesterday because someone was trolling him because he was 4-13, 11 points and 5 turnovers yesterday.
Ooh.
Just not very good at all.
No.
But someone was trolling him on social media with the, like you called it, rivaling the decision. Just a whole lot of drama, a whole lot of flair, not a lot of production. A really good one between Arkansas and Kansas, though. I'm curious to see, man. John Calipari's bunch. This is the beautiful thing about March. Anybody can get hot at any time. And it is going to be a knock them out, drag them out, physical basketball game between Arkansas and St. John's. The action gets started at 12:10 Eastern time on CBS. It's McNeese, the 12 seed in the Midwest region, going up against Purdue. Purdue with a pretty convincing win. But McNeese, as we talked about, I mean, Will Wade's bunch. Look, everybody knows he's already moving on to NC State. Everyone knows what it is and what it ain't with Will Wade. That group can play. I mean, 19-1 in the Southland Conference. They got up and down against Clemson. A Clemson team that, I'll be real with you, right? If there was a team in that ACC outside of Duke that I thought had the opportunity to maybe go on a little bit of a run, the Clemson Tigers vibe this year has just been awesome. It's their most wins in the ACC in program history. So, like, they're feeling good about themselves. They had a couple of interesting games throughout the regular season. I know they played Mississippi State really tight. They played Alabama really tight. We know how people view this SEC field that's got 14 teams in it. It doesn't make any sense. I think that's why some of the upsets haven't happened. I was big on Yale. That was one of my big ones. I was on Yale hard. Just got dominated on the glass. It was one of those situations where it's just tough to overcome. But, I mean, at this point, it's been fun to watch. I will say this. It just reminds me how much I love hoop. Just being able to sit back on a Friday afternoon and get the chance to watch ball all day. It was just fun. I'm a sucker for play-by-play. Hearing the Birdman, Iron Eagle, hearing Kevin Harlan, just some of my absolute favorites on the call of some of these big games. The best of the best. And I'm hoping we get some more exciting finishes today so we can get the signature call that we're looking for some of our guys. We're going to get to the Terps here in a second because they were, I mean, just as dominant as you could be yesterday in their win over Grand Canyon, 81-49. We'll get to them in more detail as we move on here. But the lack of upsets to me is why I think we're kind of feeling sour about, you know, what we've seen in the tournament to this point, man. Like, that's, there haven't been a whole lot of upsets. You had New Mexico over Marquette yesterday in a battle of, I mean, let's call it what it is, two of the best guards in the country, talking about Donovan Dent for New Mexico and then Cam Jones for Marquette. Just an awesome matchup between those two. Two of the best coaches in Shaka Smart and Richard Pitino. A great matchup. Great matchup. It was part of one of my favorite games yesterday just because the guard play that you saw and the physicality of those two. New Mexico obviously moves on. They will take on Michigan State, who was dominant last night. Brian actually gave Sparty a run for their money at the start of it. I wasn't stupid in live bet that last night as Bryant was up on Michigan State. I learned my lesson for the night before. When I saw St. John's go down 7-0, I said, oh, sucky, sucky. This is the one we're going to get a 215? I would say that St. John's is the strongest 2 seed in this entire tournament. I think Tennessee could give maybe them a run for their money. I think the Vols are a really good team as well. They got two of the best defenders in the country. But it's been interesting, man. I think we all got put on. I was already hip to my man Bennett Sturts of Drake the other night against Mizzou. Just You want to talk about a college basketball player that just doesn't look like he's a bucket based off the eye test? Look no further than Bennett Sturts, the guard for Drake. He did the damn thing as they beat Mizzou 67-57. He was super efficient, 8 of 11, 21 points. In the contrasting styles in that game in the West region, the 6-11 matchup, Mizzou wants to get up and down and push tempo. Drake wants to slow things down, and they were able to do so. Of the matchups that we get, today, I'm trying to think, like, what is my favorite game on the slate for today? Because this is what I love about this. Yes, it's been kind of a dud to start, but the second round always gives you great matchups because you fall in love with teams after you see them in round one. You do. I think the matchup I'm most looking forward to in terms of stylistically today, I'm geeked up to see, obviously, Coach Cal versus Coach Pitino. But 5:15 Eastern time on CBS, 4-5 matchup in the South region, Texas A&M and Michigan. Texas A&M, the number one offensive rebounding team in the country. Michigan, we know what they have on the interior with Vlad Goldin and Danny Wolf. That's going to be a doozy. I actually picked against Texas A&M because I was like, man, they're the worst shooting team in the country. They also lead in offensive rebound. So, like, that's their offense pretty much. It's just chucking up shots and hoping you can get some second-chance points. That Michigan-Texas A&M game, to me, the best game on the slate here, man. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 second-round matchups as we're officially inside of the round of 32. The night finishes up with UCLA and Tennessee. It's another good one. The Fighting Drab T-shirts, Gonzaga, taking on number one Houston, who I think, I put it out there, people, in wax. I think the Houston Cougars go all the way this year. I think this is the year Coach Sampson's bunch makes it over the hump. It's going to be interesting, though, because that Midwest region is loaded. The other region that is loaded in this tournament is the region that our Maryland Terrapins are playing in. That West region, good God almighty. Three of the 6 30-win teams in this tournament reside in the West. Maryland putting belt to ass on Grand Canyon yesterday. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll recap Terps and Grand Canyon. Double-double from Julian Reese. Derek Queen in his NCAA tournament debut was efficient as well. We'll give you the latest on the Terps next right here on The Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Just getting rolling right here on this Saturday morning as we take you around the DMV. It's the August and Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. Loaded show from a guest standpoint. Top of the 10 o'clock hour. We'll be joined by our pal Chase Hughes, who covers the Wizards for the Monumental Sports Network. They had a very interesting outing yesterday. Tough day for the organization, as we want to send our condolences as a station out to Bub Carrington and the Carrington family, as his father, Bub Sr., passed away late Thursday night. And just a tough situation. Bub, a pro's pro, playing through it. And, yeah, don't know how much it affected the fellas last night. Not a tremendous effort from the boys, but obviously the fellas playing with a heavy heart. Jordan Poole post-game expounded upon just the mentality of the team and how they were kind of embracing Bub in this moment. We'll let you hear that before we get out of here as well. But the Maryland Terrapins, guys, woo-wee! You want to talk about making a statement in your opening game in the NCAA tournament. We talked about it to start the show. There haven't been a whole bunch of upsets here to start. There just haven't. There haven't been a whole lot of upsets here to start. And when you think about and listen to, like, the bracketologists and things of that nature, people look at the Terps, the four seed in a loaded West region, like I mentioned. I'm calling this region the region of death. Juicy matchups all over the place. We got the second-round matchup between Rick Pitino and Coach Cal. We know how much of a juggernaut the two seed is in St. John's after just a year in which they ran roughshod in the Big East. Drake, obviously, you know, giving people, you know, a chance for an upset as they move past Mizzou. They got an interesting second-round matchup, but the Terps are the sexy pick. The Terps are the sexy pick to make the Sweet 16 in this bracket. And if yesterday, if you thought people were already buying the Terps, when you win 81-49, that's a 32-point victory, if I'm not mistaken. My math was off for a second, but, like, that's how you do it. And this is the thing when I look at the box score, because I'll be real, I couldn't sit and watch the entire beatdown. It just was, there was other good basketball on. But when I go back and look at the box score at the end, this is what gets me going. If they could get this, Deshaun Harris-Smith, 24 minutes, 5 of 5 off the bench, 11 points. Think about what the Achilles heel from Maryland has been all year long. Their lack of bench production. And yesterday, obviously, the Crab 5, excellent. Rodney Rice didn't shoot it particularly well. It was just 3 of 11, 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. But Selton Miguel, and my guy Ben Strober tweeted this out. The Terps are 15-0 this year. And let me go back to it just to make sure I'm reading it. 14-0, excuse me, when Selton Miguel hits three threes. So when Selton Miguel has made three threes in a game this year, the Terps are undefeated. He did so yesterday in their opening round matchup as they beat Grand Canyon, the 13th seed in the West region, 81-49. Looking at some of the team stats for Maryland, this is what really stood out to me. Their ability to dominate on the inside. Their ability to dominate on the inside was absolutely huge. Don't think they'll be able to do that against Colorado State. They got a little bit more size on the interior. I was surprised that Colorado State, one of the rare upsets we've seen to this point as well, as they were the favorite over the 5 seed in the West region, talking about Memphis. So, could be a good second-round matchup, man. I'm super excited to see it, the matchup on the interior, man, between the senior, Nick Clifford, and Derek Queen. The matchup on the perimeter, Nick Clifford going up against the guards in Maryland. They use him kind of like a Draymond Green, is the way I would describe Nick Clifford. And I think for the Terps, if the shots are falling, I think they're going to be really hard to beat. Their defensive effort yesterday, I thought, is what was really the thing that stood out to me. They held Grand Canyon to 28% from the field, 5 of 23 from downtown, just suffocating on the defensive end. 22 points off of 13 turnovers from Grand Canyon. I mentioned the points in the paint. Really, really dominant effort from Coach Willard's bunch. And let's just be real here. They didn't even play well. Like, we're being real about it. They didn't play particularly well, and they still won by 30-plus, as they were 12 of 24 from the free throw line yesterday. Can't have that happen. Can't have that happen. If you think you're going to beat Colorado State shooting 12 of 24 from the free throw line, you got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. But good thing for the Terps. I think they got a real good shot of beating this Colorado team. The ESPN analytics give them a 75% chance to win tomorrow. That one is tomorrow, by the way, 7:10. Coverage starts, I believe, at 6:40 on the Team 980. Chris Knocke, Johnny Holiday will be on the call for the Terps. I'm excited to see it, though, man. If they win, talking about Maryland, if they're able to get past Colorado State, they either got Florida or UConn waiting for them next weekend. So we knew they could get to the Sweet 16. Can they get past Florida, though? I mean, Florida's been an absolute juggernaut to this point. We're going to see. We're going to see. They have been elite. They finished the season really strong. They beat the hell out of Norfolk State. So we'll see. I think the bigger thing right now surrounding this Maryland Terrapins program is not even what's going on the floor. It's what's happening off the floor right now. Kevin Willard, there was rumors that he was going to take the Villanova job. He was very upfront and honest about those rumors and the potential of him leaving. There was rumors, and then we actually got it to actually happen. The athletic director of the Terps, Damon Evans, now taking the job at SMU. So when you were Coach Willard and you are in the midst, I don't want to call it a contract dispute, but when you're in the midst of contract negotiations with a program and that program does not have an AD, look, I love me some Kevin Willard. I'm a little worried about this. I know what the tea leaves are saying is, oh, don't worry about it. He'll be back. He'll be back. But some of the comments that Coach Willard made surrounding this Maryland program and the resources that he's been given makes you think, well, he's either negotiating for a fat, fat contract, or he's straight up telling the Maryland faithful, like, hey, love you guys, but you can't come skinny in the Big Ten and expect to win. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you hear from the head coach of the Terps, Kevin Willard, who was just spitting venom in a good way in the postgame and the pregame. We'll let you hear that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan. Still rocking and rolling right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. It's the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, takes over from there. We got Caps Hockey this afternoon on 106.7 The Fan. The boys back at home. Alex Ovechkin just 7 goals shy of breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. This is what I like to call a little tune-up game, though, man. Yeah, one of the best teams in the conference in Florida coming in here, and it's going to be a doozy, man. We'll see how the fellas perform in this one. It's a 5 p.m. face-off. Pregame coverage just going right here on The Fan at 4:45. Programming note, 12:30, right before we get out of here, the play-by-play voice of your Washington Capitals, John Walton, going to join us as we'll get a little bit of a Panthers and Caps preview. I'm looking at it, man, because obviously I pulled up the schedule on ESPN so I can get the official face-off time, Max. This dude Ovi's got 35 goals.
Yeah, and he could very easily hit 40 in, like, 2 weeks.
It's one of the greatest. I'm willing to take it out of the realm of the DMV because I'm tired of this conversation. Is it the best feat? Is he the greatest athlete in the DMV? You're damn right.
Yeah.
Dale Green, I love you. You're a godsend. Your ability to play that long was awesome. Ovi's the man, brother. He's 40. About to be 40 next year. Like,
mm-hmm.
He's about to have the record, and he doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime soon. He's moving well on the ice. power in the shot. Love everything about it. We'll see if he can light the lamp against the Panthers. He scored against Florida once this season, I believe. So we'll see if he can do it again. Like I said, John Walton going to join us, the play-by-play voice of the Caps, coming up at 12:30. Right now, though, want to get into the Terps. Maryland's head coach, Kevin Willard, caused a little bit of a stir ahead of the team's first-round NCAA tournament game. And he was pretty open and honest, vocal, about, you know, the expected departure of Maryland's AD, Damon Evans. And one thing that Kevin Willard was super adamant about is there are fundamental changes that need to happen for the program to reach its peak.
Damon's talked to my agent. I talked to Damon this morning at length about where we are. Obviously, it's difficult right now because I think we know his situation. He's probably going to SMU, so it's kind of tough to negotiate with somebody that's maybe not here. But I need to make fundamental changes to the program. That's what I'm focused on right now. That's why probably a deal hasn't got done, because I want to see I need to see fundamental changes done. I want this program to be great. I want it to be the best in the country. I want to win a national championship, but there's things that need to change. When you're at a place for 3 years and you put your heart and soul into it, you kind of say, sit there and say, okay, wait a second. For us to be really successful, X, Y, and Z needs to change. And first and foremost, I need to make sure that we are where we are with NIL and rev share is not where we've been with NIL in the past 2 years. We've been one of the worst, if not lowest, in the NIL in the last 2 years.
Kevin Willard telling how a TI is. Maryland, you know, struggling to keep up in the arms race when it comes to NIL, and he was pretty vocal about it. When he talks about Damon, he's talking about the former athletic director of the Terps, Damon Evans, and it's tough, man. If you're a Terps fan, enjoy this run while it's happening, is what I would say. Because I don't know what the future of this thing is going to be, man. Like, I really don't, because Evans has got the AD job at SMU. Coach Willard is being floated around for the Villanova job, and he hasn't signed a new contract yet with the Terps, and he just straight up told you why. He needs a guarantee that they are going to be able to compete in the NIL arms race. And I'll be real with you. There's one name, one prominent alumni within that program that I know has his fingerprints all over a multi-million dollar business. That is Kevin Plank of Under Armour. With Maryland having that direct connection to UA, why can't they get more NIL? And let me just back Coach Willard for a second here, because let's just be real, right? Think about how Coach Willard used the portal. Think about it. Maryland went out and hunted in the portal and got exactly what they needed. Imagine if he had a little bit more NIL resources. Imagine if he had a little bit more NIL resources. You think they would have been even better when it comes to how they fared in the portal? He went out and goes and gets Selton Miguel, who was at USF the past couple of years. Last year was the sixth man, averaged 14, 15 points. He comes in here, shoots a career high, 43% from downtown. That is Coach Willard going out and using the portal. But imagine, like I said, how much better the Terps could be in the portal, right, if they had the NIL resources. That's the tough thing about this. Jacoby Gillespie, coming from Belmont, last year averaged 17. You bring him into this Terps program, he's shooting a career high 41% from downtown on a career high 6 attempts per contest. So I don't want to hear anything. Coach Weller coaching his ass off, man. Coach Willard's doing what he needs to do to keep this program as one of the more respected ones in all of college basketball. And y'all know how it goes. When Maryland is bumping, when the Xfinity Center is on and popping, and people are excited about this program, it's one of the best home court advantages in all of college basketball. Maybe in all of college sports. When Xfinity gets rocking and jumping, it's rocking and jumping. But, man, hearing Coach Willard, man, it reminds you not to take anything for granted, man. I remember when he was hired. I was super excited about it, knowing what he was able to do at Seton Hall. and knowing what his teams were about. And they've, from day one when he walked in here, they have had that Kevin Willard stamp on them. They defend. They play hard. They hustle. So it is it's tough because I'm a Terp fan, root for the program really hard. But, man, if you're a Terp fan, how do you feel confident that Coach Willard is going to re-up and sign a contract extension here? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'm going to keep us on track here. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you hear more from the Maryland Terrapins head coach Kevin Willard. He had plenty to say about the future of the Maryland Terrapin men's basketball program. We'll let you hear from Coach Willard next on The Fan. Just getting rolling here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. It's the youngest in charge, Lanelle Willingham. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Coming up top of the 10 o'clock hour, a little programming note for you. Our pal Chase Hughes, who covers the Washington Wizards for the Monumental Sports Network, he's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the D.C. family as well as the state of Maryland Terrapins basketball. Head coach Kevin Willard with some spicy comments before their game yesterday against Grand Canyon. Telling it how a T.I. is, man. Open, honest, and transparent is how I would describe Coach Willard yesterday. Kind of peeling back the curtain on some of the shortcomings of the Maryland Terrapins basketball program. Let's get you up to speed here real quick. Really good season for the Terps. One of their best records at home in program history. The Crab Five, their star-studded lineup, one of the absolute best in the country. They have the Big Ten Freshman of the Year in Derek Queen. You know, the Terps as a four seed in that juggernaut West region in the NCAA tournament are a real favorite to get to the Elite Eight if they can knock off Florida. I think they're going to have a pretty easy time tomorrow knocking off Colorado State. That one, I believe, tips off at about 7:10. Pregame coverage gets going, 6:40 on the Team 980. But, I mean, yesterday they were dominant, but the big news right now surrounding this program is their athletic director, Damon Evans, taking the job at SMU, and it kind of leaves Coach Kevin Willard in a little bit of limbo. He was, you know, negotiating a contract with the Terps. He's been rumored for the Villanova job. When I initially heard those rumors, I thought, okay, that means he's about to get a big, fat payday from the university. But Kevin Willard, very adamant about what he needs in order for this program to take the next level. I want to run it back again. Coach Willard citing the fundamental changes that need to happen within the Maryland Terrapins basketball program.
Damon's talked to my agent. I talked to Damon this morning at length about where we are. Obviously, it's difficult right now because I think we know his situation. He's probably going to SMU, so it's kind of tough to negotiate with somebody that's maybe not here, but I need to make fundamental changes to the program. That's what I'm focused on right now. That's why probably a deal hasn't got done, because I want to see, I need to see fundamental changes done. I want this program to be great. I want it to be the best in the country. I want to win a national championship, but there's things that need to change. When you're at a place for 3 years and you put your heart and soul into it, you kind of sit there and say, okay, wait a second, for us to be really successful, X, Y, and Z needs to change. And first and foremost, I need to make sure that we are where we are with NIL and rev share is not where we've been with NIL in the past 2 years. We've been one of the worst, if not lowest, in the NIL in the last 2 years.
Kevin Willard, open, honest, and transparent about the state of the program and what needs to happen in order for him to sign a contract extension with this university. I want to take your calls on this at 1-800-636-1067. Coach Willard talked about the NIL arms race. I guess the question I have for you all, and we'll ask Chase Hughes this top of the 10 o'clock hour, what is your confidence level that Maryland will be able to eventually compete in the NIL arms race? Because despite them, you know, being the four seed in this tournament, despite them, you know, finishing in second place in the Big Ten tournament or losing the Big Ten semis rather. Like, I think this program, it's going to be difficult in a Big Ten that's got, you know, some of these other powerhouse schools in it now. for them to land some of the top talent across the country. Cam Ward, maybe the best, I'm calling him that now. Cam Ward from Largo High School. Just graduated. He's going on to Michigan State. The best public school player in the state of Maryland's history is not staying here at Maryland. You got Derek Queen to stay here. Good for you. Bub Carrington, who we mentioned, went to Pitt. Like, they're struggling to keep guys here. I wonder how much of that has to do with their lack of NIL resources. Also, guys just want to get out of the shadow of their parents, and they want to go hoop at, you know, a place that they didn't grow up. So I get it from that standpoint. But, like, what Maryland has been able to do, despite the lack of financial resources, is really impressive. I mentioned their work in the transfer portal this past offseason with, you know, Jacoby Gillespie, Selton Miguel, Rodney Rice as well, coming over, you know, from VTech. Like, it's tough, man. It's tough. So if you are Coach Willard, I think the thing that may keep him here or make him want to sign an extension is if there's some sort of NIL guarantee in his contract. He spoke about his contract yesterday and had this to say.
I mean, I don't think anyone listens to me. If you're in my household, my wife doesn't listen to me. My kids don't listen to me. My dog does. I didn't say anything that's false. I just wanted to make, I had the same conversation with these guys. This is what's going on. My job to the University of Maryland, to our season ticket holders, to my donors, is to try to make this program the best it can be. And I live it, eat it, sleep it every day. I get in the office every day around 6 o'clock. I don't leave until they leave. So this is my life. This is my, you know, I'm 49 years old. I want to be coaching for another 15 years. So my job is my passion. And if something's not better and I have an opportunity to make it better, I'm going to make it better. And the really only way to do it in college athletics is put it in your contract. Because if not, they're going to lie to you.
Yeah, I'll be real with it, man. I think Coach Willard, speaking from the heart, he's 110% correct about what he feels. And I think I keep going back to what they've done despite the lack of NIL resources. That's my big thing. What they've done outside, or what they've done without the NIL resources, is super impressive. And I think you want to keep a coach like this around your program because you see the state that he's got the program in. We got a hard out coming up at 9:55, so we'll run through a couple of calls there. Dennis is in Gaithersburg. Let's chime in. What's going on, Dennis?
Hey, how's it going? People are upset with Kevin Willard for speaking about this right before the big game, but I don't think anyone should be surprised. This is his personality.
Yep.
If you don't, he may be a little bit arrogant, but he's obviously passionate and a winner. He was at a function a couple years ago speaking to a bunch of DeMatho alumni, and we asked him, hey, what happened with the Hunter Dickinson thing? We thought he was coming here to Maryland. And he spoke frankly. He said Hunter Dickinson entered the portal because he wanted to come to Maryland, but then Kansas offered him a bucket load of money, and that's what happened. So, again, people are arrogant, but let's be frank. Maryland fans aren't, and I include myself, aren't filling the arena. They're not filling the football stadium, unless it's a big game, right?
Yep.
So, on some level, the AD has his hands tied, but we Maryland fans and the boosters need to do a better job of keeping a talent like Kevin Willard. I think the chances are probably less than 50-50 that he stays, and we'll be lucky if he does stay.
For sure, Dennis. I appreciate the call. As always, our brother, enjoy your weekend, man. 1-800-636-1067. Makes a good point. It's on the donors. It's on, you know, some of the alumni to kind of help Coach Willard fix these problems. But I also think it's going to take an athletic director that is willing to take risks financially and go out there and do the dirty work to get people to donate to this program. Rob is in D.C. wants to chime in. Got to be quick, Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to be real quick. I just don't understand this, the logistics of, like, you got Kevin Plank. You know, you got these guys that got these millions of dollars. How come they came forward back into their alma mater? And also, has You know, you're lucky to think Maryland get a five-star football player. I'm still trying to figure that out, that DN.
Man, they got so, the DN. They got to get an offensive tackle, Rob. So.
I think if they get that guy, the offensive tackle, that five-star.
Yeah,
if they get him. So, but anyway, they're going to have to, the alumni are going to have to pour money into the program so they can compete to get some of these guys coming out of high school. Okay.
For sure. Rob, appreciate you as always. We get to the other calls on the other side of the break. Chase Hughes on the Mighty Metal Sports Network. Going to join us top of the 10 o'clock hour. We'll continue our conversation on the Terps as we get into this 10 o'clock hour. They're in action tomorrow against Colorado State, 7-10 tip-off in the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Chase Hughes of the Mighty Metal Sports Network joins us next right here on The Fan.